720 WGN. This is Red Eye Remix. I'm Amy Guth. Thanks for being with us tonight. Well, we did our ranting about the NFL, and it's woman problem. We did that. I think it's off my chest for now. It'll bubble up a little bit later in the show, but for right now, I'm good. We got to do something about it, though. But putting that away and switching gears, we now have in studio with us our friends, the Duggan sisters. They were on the program a few months ago, and they're the only people I know that can talk about armpits and make it super, super funny without, say, maybe making like a fart noise with your armpit. Welcome.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Katie.
Thanks for having us back.
Thanks for being here. And again, you're all wearing the same outfit because you're adorable.
Well, we're wearing matching outfits, but not the same.
Well, not the same. You know what I mean.
Amy.
They're not wearing the same outfit.
Pushing your buttons.
It's late. Anyway, so they were here. Was it like February-ish, maybe?
It was April.
April.
Annie's birthday. And you guys treated us big time.
That's right, and then April. Time flies. Anyway, you were here earlier in the year, and we were talking about better living without chemicals, particularly deodorants, and the importance of non-toxic stuff in our armpits, so our armpits can just do their job and keep everything running, right? But now you're here to talk about something else, because it's summertime.
That's all right.
And so we got bugs, and what most people do is they reach for the Off, which is full of DEET.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Other gross things, and they spray themselves down, and they spray their children down, and they spray it on their pets, and they do all this stuff. But in fact, DEET is a big, big, big problem. It is a neurotoxin, and that's just the beginning of it. There's a lot of things associated with DEET, like muscle weakness and memory loss and impaired cognitive function. That's a big, big problem. And the mission behind all of your products is so wonderful that I really, really like so much. And that is that you're really just helping the body to do its thing and live in the best way and function normally and healthfully. So you made a product so that we can avoid the DEET. Talk to us about it.
Exactly. Well, for us, it was kind of a natural synergy with the Life Stinks deodorant, because for us, it's stink and sting season.
Beautiful.
Right. Right? Okay.
Always so clever.
And so there was people are like, how did you go from being a deodorant company to a bug repellent company as well? Right. But for us, it was a natural transition. We like to make products that we think everyone else is kind of failing at.
Mm-hmm.
That was for sure the case with natural deodorant. We couldn't find one that worked. And
ain't
it was
the truth,
same thing for, yeah.
So many of the natural deodorants just make BO worse.
Yeah.
They actually don't fix it.
They're like BO enhancers. Exactly.
Right.
They are. And so, it was kind of a natural. It was like, okay, the different shops we were doing business with were like, when are you going to do something with bug repellent? Well, I'm one of those people, always was, if I step outside, I am covered in bug bites no matter where I am, no matter what hour of the day or night. I was that way as a kid, laying in bed, miserable at night, covered. Remember when your mom used to put calamine lotion on your bug bites?
Oh, yes.
I was like a pale pink kid. I was like this pink polka dotted kid. And of course, then you smell, and then the calamine itched. It was disgusting. So anyway, I'm somebody who gets bitten by bugs a lot. So I was motivated.
Right.
And, but again, real similar to the deodorant, we thought, okay, we'll make it for the people who want to have a natural bug repellent, right? But it's the same as it was with the deodorants. The chemical ones are also not performing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not just a matter of, if you spray a chemical bug repellent on you, it makes me sick when I'm sitting next to you. I can't eat. It's in my mouth. I hate how everything smells and tastes and stuff. So all of a sudden, we're like, we make, and it took years to develop. I will tell you that. It's a very tricky product to make because it has to sit on top of the skin.
Right.
Everyone's like, why don't you put sunblock and bug repellent together? Everyone wants it. I'm like, because sunblock needs to penetrate and get below the skin and do its thing. And bug repellent needs to sit on top of your skin. So it's a tricky product to do. But it was really, I'd say, a natural for us to get into it. And when did we launch it, Claire? Like
4th of July, two years ago.
4th of July, two years ago, exactly. And it's been a really good, strong product for us.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with the Duggan sisters. You can find their stuff at DugganSisters.com. They make all kinds of natural products that help you live with less toxins in your world. And so although people maybe maybe said initially, but you're a deodorant company. Why are you making bug spray? In my mind, you're really a natural living company, really.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Amy.
She gets us.
I do, because I think it's you know, to me, the moment when I really realized we had a problem on our hands was when I started reading the list of chemicals banned in European skincare versus the list of of things banned in the U.S. And it was something like, and you probably know this better, but I think it was something like 9 were banned in the U.S. and 1,000 banned in Europe.
Exactly.
And that's a problem. That's a big problem. That is a very serious problem. And especially when you start reading about these things. So I started reading about, okay, what's in a lot of our stuff? And I'm reading about these endocrine disruptors and neurotoxins. All of these things that are suddenly like, oh my gosh, this is all over us. And you start looking at your ingredients and you're like, okay, this is in my moisturizer that I put over my entire self when I get out of the shower. This is in my deodorant. This is in my makeup. This is in my sunscreen. This is my bug spray. This is in my carpet, in my house, in my bedding. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It really kind of becomes a rabbit hole, really, once you really start getting into it.
And this is exhausting my immune system.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, oh, I hope in my lifetime that we see the cure for cancer. And I'm always like, folks, we already are pretty clear, I think, on what is wearing down the human immune system and allowing cancers to take hold. We already really know the cure. The cure really is prevention. You really have to make a conscious choice and say, I have one immune system to get me from the beginning of my life to the end of my life. Mm-hmm. I can't every day exhaust it with my face cream, with my shampoo, with my deodorant, with my bug repellent. And bug repellents, you know, when we were kids, mosquitoes are a nuisance. But right now, bugs carry really serious diseases. West Nile virus came into the U.S. probably 14, 15 years ago now from Uganda. And if you have any sort of compromised immune function and you get bitten by, they're called Culex pipiens, they're the nighttime mosquitoes that carry West Nile, it can literally kill you. It can take you down. Tribune actually did. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal story a couple of years back about a young chef here in Chicago, and he knew exactly where he was in the garden and when he got stung, and it damn near killed him.
Yep.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
So there's that. And I think because we had run a healing center for a number of years before we sort of, you know, got focused on the products, we were encountering lots of people with Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. And it just really, for the rest of your life, it's possible for the rest of your life to be sick from it. So we're very proud of that with Life Stings, and that took a lot of extra effort, that we have a powerful anti-ticking agent in there as well, but all handled botanically. But I'll tell you this, Amy, what really did it for us is I'd been creating formula upon formula for years, you know, because everybody is like, oh, we'll just use lemon eucalyptus. And if I wear a lemon eucalyptus-based product, right, with the CDC tells you, you know, you should be fine, I would still get bitten. Mm-hmm. What really did it for us is when I really came to an understanding about catnip oil. And that's really the foundation of our product. And so I kept thinking, well, why isn't everybody just like rocking the marketplace with all these catnip oil products? And they're not out there. Why aren't they doing that? Till I found out what it costs. Catnip oil is rare and rather fragile. This year, we're all on pins and needles because so much of the catnip crop last year died. So there's limited oil supplies in catnip.
And so explain exactly what the function of the catnip oil is.
Catnip
in the product.
Oil was scientifically proven by scientists at Iowa State University to be 10 times more effective than DEET.
I mean,
that's a phenomenal statistic.
When you're talking about natural solutions, outperforming, being better.
By 10 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people who are natural about all sorts of things, but they're like, but you know what? But if you're going to like go to Africa and you're going to be around malaria, you know, man, I'm putting on my DEET. I'm going to just put on my DEET. And so starting to work with the catnip oil, and then it's nasty. So then you can't just put it on people. You got to really figure out what kind of synergy can I create.
Nasty as in it doesn't smell good? Or is it sticky and gross?
Yeah. Nasty doesn't smell good.
Okay.
Doesn't smell good. So it's super expensive and it's tricky to work with it. And I mean, I'd been studying bug repellents for a long time. And every time somebody told me that it was simple, well, you know, you just put geraniums on your windowsills. No. And then the bugs won't come in. I was like, no, you know, we use screens. but so it wasn't as simple as geranium and it wasn't as simple as lemon eucalyptus. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't simple. Mm-hmm. And then we by the time we really got the formula going, a lot of the carriers for it are also really nasty, these sprays, and then you're putting a lot of topical alcohol on people. So when we made the big decision to really spend a lot more money by putting it in an organic body lotion, that was a big decision for us, because it was becoming really clear that because of the damage to the ecosystem right now, bugs are prevalent all day and all night. So it used to be you'd put some bug spray on your kid at night going out. And now if you're sending them out to day camp, you better have a bug repellent on them even during the day. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, then I'm going to take a shower and I want a gorgeous summer weight, very light organic body lotion, you know, because you're going to be putting it on an infant. You're going to be putting it on your face. Right. So then that was the next, you know, step of the journey.
Solving problems.
Stings. And of course, you know, then someone took our name. Our original bug repellent was called Bite Me, which, you know, we liked.
You do have such great names for your product. So the deodorant is Life Stinks. Right. This is Life Stings.
Right, which is really tricky, you know, because you're looking at each other going, did you say stink? Or right. Did you say no, sting?
Hand me a bottle of sting. Sting. Yeah. Stick. Yeah, exactly. Sting. What? Right.
But it's, you know, it's a nice brand extension. So good. We're happy with it.
Excellent. I'm talking with the Duggan Sisters. You can find out all about them and their products at DugganSisters.com. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, more of this good fun. You stick around for a while?
Yes.
All right. Man. Absolutely. Excellent. 720 WGN. WGN. This is Red Eye Remix. I'm Amy Guth. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're taking your calls 312-981-7200. Of course, you can also text us at that number. And all night, we are watching hashtag Red Eye Remix. So feel free to tweet your heart out. We are joined in studio right now by the great and wonderful Duggan Sisters. They make, they got good and fed up with all the chemicals and the junk and crap in our skincare and in the products we use every day and in our homes, and they decided to do something about it. And so they created a whole line of stuff. You can check it out at DugganSisters.com and read all about them and their products. They have a natural deodorant that is called Life Stinks. So it's clever and fun, but also effective and all that good stuff. And but it's summertime, so we're talking mostly tonight about their other product called Life Stings, as in stingers, as in bugs. And it is because DEET is a very, very toxic substance. It's a very powerful neurotoxin, and it is all bad for us to be inhaling it and putting it on our skin and on our kids and on our pets and in all of our homes. So what I would ask you, though, is you know, we know DEET is a problem, but now we see on the shelves off, as many products do, they have a botanical version now.
Right.
So talk to me about how, is that still not safe?
Well, you think I'm going to sell somebody else's bug repellent?
Well, no.
Here's my thing. It's like when I see a company like Clorox and then they're going to create a natural product for me, I don't understand that kind of contradiction. Right. You're a chemical company. The chemical industry introduces a new chemical on the planet every 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Every 20 minutes. Right, Claire? We were just, you know, we've been studying a lot of chemical stuff because we're doing this high-powered nutritional cleanse this summer. But anywho, so to me, I mean, I'm going to pick it up on the shelf and I'm going to look at it in Target and think, oh my God, they've got beautiful distribution systems and we'll never make it, right? But I can look at the formula enough to know that they've got an awful lot that's hidden in there. The minute an organization uses the word fragrance, they are allowed to embed thousands of chemicals without declaring them. So if you think you're going to throw a little lemon eucalyptus in there and call it a botanical, I don't trust you, because how can you do that if you're producing a chemical bug repellent, which, hallelujah, they're not working for people anymore. Mm-hmm. We're getting these testimonials from people. We got this little old couple, and they went on
a kayaking
in the bayou.
And so we gave
them, they were really adventurous.
Yeah, they bought their Life Stings, and we really talked to them about the important thing with a bug repellent is they will bite you through your clothing. So before you put your clothes on in the morning, you put on your Life Stings. You put on this gorgeous lotion. Everybody else in the kayaks was all sprayed with Off and Cutter and all the nasty chemical ones. All of the other people got bitten. They didn't get bitten. Except, mm-hmm. well, he got bit on a butt. Yeah, he went in the outhouse.
The outhouse.
Went in the outhouse. Got bit on his butt. And I was like, so I got to ask you, did you not put it on your butt?
I've got to tell you to
put
it there.
I didn't
put
it on my butt.
Sorry.
And I was like, do I have to tell you everything?
Come on now.
And did you have to tell us everything?
Yeah,
did you really
thank
you.
Yeah.
Could also,
you
not a little just, TMI you know, for him there.
Exactly.
And we've had a similar experience with, you know, you were talking about moms wanting to, you know, protect their kids all day, every day, and sending them off to summer camp. And we had another one of a suburban mom here in Chicago who wrote us because her little boy's best friend is our next door neighbor, and the two little boys went off to camp up in the North Woods in a, you know, buggy season, and she sent hers with life stings, and the little boy next door with his deep woods off, and they came back after their week at camp and their grand adventure. The neighbor kid had been eaten alive, and her little boy with his botanical solution came home, and that was it. We started getting orders from all these people, and we kept saying, it was like this concentration,
mommies,
like a whole village.
Mommies.
Because that mom was just, you know, screaming it from the mountaintops that she was like so happy that her kid was safe and that she could do it safely, you know, without the chemicals. So it's really fun when we hear those kinds of stories.
Exactly.
About,
you know,
how
what?
It's helped and people to get out there.
The chemical ones, I used to think, oh, am I really going to be able to defend myself? Because, I mean, DEET's going to work, I used to think. Now I don't really think that anymore.
Well, I've even read that there are some DEET-resistant mosquitoes.
You bet. Exactly.
They're evolving.
I think that's
around
exactly
it.
What happens. It's happening.
Well, we've also sent it on medical missions to Africa. It's been on diplomatic corps missions down to Central America. It's been to the Philippines.
And that was when, to me, I see, you know, kind of like do-it-yourselfers saying, oh, I create my own bug repellents. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, when a physician calls our offices and says, I'm going to be in a very malaria-intense area, oh, I've got to really know I can stand by my product and say, take it, doctor.
Do it.
Take it. Okay. But I also caution them. They now know that specifically malaria mosquitoes, and one of our brothers as a foreign correspondent in Africa got malaria. I'm very aware of what an unbelievably horrible disease it is.
Years ago, before we made live stings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We would have taken care of them.
That's right.
But anywho, that they're drawn to foot odor. And they're really using, like, people like the Bill Gates Foundation, they're really doing studies about this. What can we learn from this? Well, I always say, people, we sell a dry powder deodorant. Make sure you take a travel size with you. And before you get in that mosquito tent at night or before you head out in the day, wash your feet and deodorize your feet with your powder, right? It's very important, and deodorize your shoes and then comprehensively cover your body because you do not want to mess with dengue fever and you do not want to mess around with malaria. So I would say for about 2 years, we were getting a lot of pressure to release it. And I had a lot more testing that I wanted to do before I felt like I could really say, okay, go, go to Africa, go to Africa. You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're in good shape when you're sending your product off to Africa with a physician.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good moment. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, really, ultimately, there's a huge humanitarian element that we're going to have to hopefully be a part of. You know, kids are still dying of malaria. We've got to find. I know that the Gates Foundation, I know they do that. They're always studying solutions to malaria, because one time I called and I was ordering my oils from our Australian guy, right? And he's like, you know, I wish I could do an Australian accent, but I can't. But he's like,
it's a hard one.
What are you working on, kid? That's not like Australian at all.
I'm
just going to speak like
side.
I'm from Chicago. And
like, it's not like a pirate
so
there,
matey. I was like, well, why do you ask? And because I'm making bug repellent. And he goes, well, you know, because I just hung up with some guys from the Bill Gates Foundation and they were buying the same oils. And I went, oh, no.
Right.
And he goes, Mary, don't worry. You know, they don't patent anything. You know, they're just out there for humanitarian purposes. But I thought, oh, sitting in my basement in Beverly on the south side of Chicago, you know, getting
came up right
neck
there
and
with
neck.
The same
with
results as a team of scientists from
exactly.
Gates.
Doing
exactly.
as Bill Gates.
Our we have, you know, we live in a Chicago property, but the backyard has is spring fed. It's crazy. And so our backyard is like a swamp. And that's how I would test the bug repellents. It was brutal. You know, make a batch, go out, lay there, see how bad
see what
they
happens.
Got bit, and see what,
exactly.
you know, how do I have to keep tweaking and stuff like
that's
that.
That's confidence. If you're going to test your product on your own self.
Not tested on animals, they're tested on Duggins.
That's right.
But seriously, don't forget, deodorize your feet.
Yeah, interesting. Right?
And could I please say something about ticks that's really important?
Please do.
Lyme disease is now not just up in Connecticut, right? It's all over the U.S. And all the reports we get from the CDC year after year is it's just getting more and more intense. And so we really listened to the letters that we get from our customers. And this one dad wrote us this powerful testimonial that he's in Pennsylvania, and they play that frisbee golf where they go out into the woods at night, and it's crazy, and he takes all his kids with him. And so he bought Life Stings and started using it. And he said it was so amazing for them that he used to pick anywhere from like 6 to 10 ticks per kid per night. Okay. Oof. And now they wear their Life Stings, and so they're not, you know, ticking. But let me say this. You do not know if you find a tick on your body. People need to remember, you take it and you put it in a baggie, and you mark the baggie with the date of when you pulled that tick off yourself or your animal, and put it in your freezer. Because if, God forbid, within 2 weeks, you begin to get those flu-like symptoms, worst flu of your life, it's very helpful for your physician in terms of pathology to have the actual tick for testing. I know it seems crazy, but if you've dealt with as many Lyme disease patients as we have, you know you'll be glad to have. Save your ticks, people.
That's right.
Could be end up being your best
friend. Try and prevent them, but if you find one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bag it.
All right. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, more fun with the Duggan sisters and more wonderful advice, like save the ticks that you pull off of yourself and put them in the freezer. Social media since. Right. Social media since. Just kidding. I'm not gonna read that call sign yet. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go to break. We're going to go to break. When we come back, more Duggan sisters, more fun. 720 WGN. You're listening to Red Eye Remix. I'm Amy Guth. I'm joined tonight in studio by the great and mighty Duggan sisters. They've been on the show before, and they're on a mission to make the world a lot better. And you know, those are my favorite kind of people, because we started off the show talking about the NFL, and I said it's time we do something. Quit talking about it and do something. And so here are some people that are doing something. They got good and mad about something, and they're on it. In this case in particular, it was looking at all the chemicals in our world, in our homes, in our skincare, in our makeup, in our food. The list goes on, and the more you know, the more alarming it gets. And so they started off making these products, and you can read all about them at DugganSisters.com and all the products that they make. And their products have adorable names, like Life Stinks and Life Stings. And because it's summertime, we're talking all about Life Stings, which is, as you might guess, a bug thing. It's all about repelling the bugs and getting them off you. But it's more than that, because on the break, they shared with me the story that I want you to repeat because it was fascinating. At a conference, the National Park Service approached you with the leave no thing behind. It's more than just not littering. It's not That's leaving right. chemicals when you jump into our rivers
exactly.
and lakes.
Exactly. I mean, why are you there? You're in the North Woods. You're in some gorgeous, pristine part of nature because you love it, because it's beautiful and it nourishes you and it heals you. And then you think you're going to jump in a stream or a river or a lake and you're going to bounce around and have fun. And the triclosan that's in the deodorant in your armpit and the DEET that's in your bug repellent is saturating that water and it's killing fish. Mm-hmm. So you got to do it for your own health, and you have to do it for the planet. You really do. That's always been sort of our highest level goal as a company, has always been our personal model, is healthy people, healthy planet, healthy products. You have to have that sort of triad in your mind to understand that you're a part of that ecosphere. And it's not just that you're destroying your own immune system and your own health, you're damaging. And some people actually care more about nature than they care about themselves. And so that can be a great motivator to say, no, don't do that. And then think you're going to jump in our Lake Michigan. It matters. They can literally monitor it in the waters. And so here comes this, you know, videographer from the national parks and, you know, sticks a microphone and just says, will you please talk about, you know, we really love your products, why you do this and why we can encourage people to safely use them when they go in all the way up through Canada. So, you know, I was like, oh, I should have put on lip gloss, and I didn't. And I didn't feel really good about it, but, you know, I did it.
Thanks, National Park Service. Well, that's great. Thanks. That's a great endorsement of your products.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
You know, our deodorant comes in a refillable decanter because Because it's so good for the environment.
And it's metal. And it's not plastic.
Exactly.
Exactly. You just keep refilling it your whole life. And, you know, and here's something, too. Actually, we found recently we're really doing a lot of work, sort of challenging our own industry. The Natural Products Association would be sort of the big umbrella under mm-hmm. which we go and participate and go to the trade shows and stuff. Really challenging them that in certain arenas, they haven't produced the best products. And so it's driving people back to chemicals, mm-hmm. right? And
I hear that all the time. Oh, I always hear mm-hmm. people say, "Oh, I really love, I love the idea of using natural dish soap, but the chemical pods that I pop in the dishwasher just work better." I hear that all the time. No.
And so that's why we have to really, in our industry, really say to them, just say our part of it, deodorants, mm-hmm. please. Put this display in a prominent location. People are not buying their deodorant at their health food store. They're still buying it at the drugstore.
Yep.
You're pushing them into the arms of the chemical purveyors. So when you get a really good, effective, natural product, give it some prominence in your store, mm-hmm. right? And help make it possible. Be that bridge.
Speak up. Be a voice to your customers who are, you know, maybe haven't been shopping for, you know, in our case, for deodorants in mm-hmm. the health food store in a long time. You got to mm-hmm. say, actually, things have changed. We now have a product that works. We now have a product that works.
We can beat them. Frankly, we beat them. Yeah. Our mm-hmm. efficacy levels are so much higher than the chemical companies anymore. That's why they're all trying to go out now and scramble and they're trying to put together mm-hmm. botanical products. They're trying to. Mm-hmm. But it's way more expensive to create a botanical product.
For sure, mm-hmm. as you were describing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you started with deodorant, and now you've moved into other areas, including Life Stings, the cleverly right. titled bug repellent. But I want to talk, too, about some other things that people tend to do in the summer, things we hear about in the summer that are toxins we don't think about, in particular, mm-hmm. citronella candles.
Yes.
We just think of it as a pretty little candle we put on our table, and it sort of smells lemony, but that thing is chocked full of chemical nonsense.
Exactly.
Chock full. So really,
I can't wait till we can begin to get to a place where we don't have the bandwidth. We mm-hmm. just don't have enough. Claire, are you proud of me that I use that word? She's our techie. I'm not even sure I know what it means, but I'm going to throw that in there. We don't have the physical space mm-hmm. To do candle infusions, which are really important and stuff. Yeah,
yes. Oh,
they're nasty.
Yes.
And then people actually, yes. citronella does fall within the botanics, mm-hmm. but citronella is a botanic oil that you really shouldn't put on your body.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger concern. Yeah. Is people think, oh, great, I've had them in my garden for all these years. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking for a natural bug repellent. Let mm-hmm. me do that citronella-based. And that's really a disconnect. I mean, it's not safe to have it on your body. Mm-hmm. So, so again, it's one of those things people reaching out, trying to say, great, I'm known for this area.
And a lot of times the candle, it's not citronella oil. It'll be a citronella scented.
Exactly.
That's right. Very good catch.
It's full of, you know, you see that a lot with oils. If you go to buy vitamin E oil, it's very hard to find actual vitamin E oil. It's mm-hmm. usually like vegetable oil with a tiny bit of sesame or vitamin, a little mm-hmm. bit at the end. It's exactly. very
hard. Or a synthetic form of it.
Yeah. You know, it's very hard to find the real deal. But same with citronella candles. You see all this, if you read it, it's just this list of unpronounceable, awful chemicals. And then the last ingredient is citronella scent. And earlier you mentioned fragrance, once that's on a label.
That's right.
Yes.
Same thing with natural flavors. I'm doing air quotes, the natural flavors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's appalling what can be snuck in on a label. I learned about that originally from a friend of mine who has a severe gluten allergy. And she was having such a problem with things that she was reading a label and saying, but everything on here should be fine. And she was realizing all the things that can be snuck in under the mm-hmm. guise of natural flavors. And that's where she was really still running into a problem. Ah. So she looks out for that. And same thing with fragrance, because that can, as you pointed out, that can mean so many things. And that allows chemical companies to just sneak in all kinds of stuff.
The big on-trend product right now in the beauty industry is dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Women are wearing their hair longer, and then mm-hmm. in the summer they like to be able to come home from work and freshen up a little bit. And I mean, it's on trend. It's a big deal. Oh my God, the label. Read the label of the chemicals. They're little tiny bottles of powder. They're jam-packed with chemicals, and they're extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very appreciative of all these moms out in the blogosphere who started talking about it and saying, well, you know, I just use my Life Stinks deodorant as my dry shampoo.
Phenomenal.
It's
I do it all the time.
It's a phenomenal dry shampoo because it's built on a base of pure sodium bicarbonate, not baking soda. Baking soda has aluminum residue. Pure sodium bicarbonate has a natural sparkle to it.
I was going
to
say, it's sparkly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, as your hair gets dirty, there's stink and there's moisture and it addresses it and it leaves you with great body and stuff. So it's like, you got to be really vigilant. Mm-hmm. And I think people love these kind of products where it's like, I just take my vinegar and my water and I clean my whole house. Mm-hmm. And I travel and I just take my little Life Stinks and my little Life Stinks and I can keep my feet fresh and shampoo. You can brush your teeth with Life Stinks deodorant, people.
You can?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
What?
Sure.
Because
you've got your. It's safe enough to ingest. Yeah. You've got your abrasion, your mild abrasion, and you've got all your antibacterial. It's actually a really nice.
It's real fresh.
I don't think anybody's going to start using it every day.
Sure.
But
in a pinch,
you run out of stuff. And you know, Claire used to travel.
I especially
so
love
much.
It when I'm traveling because I, you know, they don't really make of the good natural toothpaste. They don't tend to make small travel size ones. So my big toothpaste is in my checked luggage, but I've just flown 10 hours and I want to freshen up. So, you know, Life Stinks to the rescue.
What?
On a wet toothbrush.
Again, when
does
you're camping and stuff too.
Taste like? Is that delicious?
It tastes like Oprah's toothpaste. You know, because Oprah's always been a baking soda gal for her teeth. And look, look at how good things have turned out for Oprah.
That's right. Exactly.
And except it's got the astringent quality of, let's say, if you're using the lavender one, and it's got the tea tree in there to kill the bacteria. It doesn't taste bad at all.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like I need to try this now.
She seems a little suspicious.
Well, I'll try just about anything once. Yeah. Just, why not? I mean, if it's good enough to, you know, physicians are taking it to you know, mosquito and tick prone zones, I feel like it's good enough for me to try to brush my teeth with it for crying out loud.
And Amy, I feel like we have to talk about super broods.
Super broods. Tell me what a super brood is.
Super broods. Well, just to caution people that mosquitoes are 5 times worse this year, in case you haven't just anecdotal evidence figured it out. Something happened this year because of this freaky weather that we're having. Mm-hmm. And normally mosquitoes lay a brood. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's like, you know, God, don't all call me, all you entomologists or whatever you are. I think like within 10 to 14 days, they hatch. There are 5 layers of brood this year. And so it's called a super brood. So there are literally 5 times more nuisance mosquitoes out there. Now, it did not increase that particular one that I referenced earlier, the Culex pipiens. It did not increase those, the nighttime one that carried the disease. But it really increased the nuisance one. So now even at dawn, mosquitoes are a big problem, not just dusk anymore, from dawn to dusk. And so they've had real trouble with all the mosquito abatement because of the weather. Like you have to... I mean, they're going to go out and they're going to spray a horrible, disgusting chemical, and I have no control over that. Don't run behind the trucks the way the Duggan kids did when we were children.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And none of us have good health.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I do want to talk about that spraying in particular because I think it's going on a lot more this year because of that mosquito problem. But we have to take a quick break.
Good, okay.
But when we come back, I want to talk all about the spraying and all that stuff and what on earth is in that spray because we know it's not good. Mm-mm. We know it isn't. Mm-mm. All right, 720 WGN. WGN. This is Red Eye Remix. I'm Amy Guth. Thanks for listening tonight. We're taking your calls 312-981-7200. And of course, we are watching hashtag Red Eye Remix all night. If you want to tweet something at us, go for it. Hey, so tonight we're joined in studio by the lovely and wonderful Duggan sisters. They have been on the show before and they make natural products. And I was saying earlier that we started the show talking about the NFL and all this domestic violence that's going on and how they're really turning a blind eye to it. And I get so mad about apathy, how we get fired up about something and then we don't do anything about it. But here the Duggan sisters have certainly done something about it. When they saw a problem, they fixed it. And that's my favorite kind of person. So they're here in the studio tonight talking about the products they make that help us live more naturally and more healthfully because our world is full of chemical stuff. We have been talking about deodorants and how these toxins and aluminum get in our lymph system and how it's really wrecking things in our water supply when we jump into a body of water covered in off or whatever and citronella candles and all that. But I also want to talk about I want to talk about spraying, because we're seeing that a lot more this year. These trucks are strolling through the neighborhoods and they're spraying some awful stinky chemical cloud. What is that, and how dangerous? I mean, I think it's pretty dangerous, and who knows what's really in it, right? We don't exactly know the combination.
Well,
other than
I think we've backed ourselves into a corner with mosquito abatement, right? Because if they don't do that, then what's going to happen? It's going to be really awful. And why is that? It's because we don't have bats.
What happened to the bats? You're right, though. We don't have bats.
The bats are gone. We basically destroyed bat. I mean, I know it really sounds crazy, but it's really not crazy. If you go in every alley in Chicago and you put up bat houses, they're not rabid. They don't want to hurt people. They're designed to control bugs.
Okay? I think bats are darn cute. I love bats.
I think
they're super cute.
It would be amazing. The first time a friend, probably 15 years ago, said to me, "Oh, Mary, I'd really love to put up a bat house." And I was like, "Ooh." But when he began to explain to me that if you have them, then you don't have to have these deadly mosquito abatement things. Come on. Our kids all have asthma and respiratory disorders and neurological disorders, and they're violent and they can't focus on schoolwork anymore. And the list, I don't know a parent who doesn't have a kid who they're not worried sick about. I just don't. I never meet them anymore. Right? All those chemicals getting sprayed into the air for them. All the lawn care companies, we lost our beautiful dog to it because, you know, we have this beautiful little dog and he'd always been, you know, we adopted him and he'd always been in a backyard and we're out walking him all the time and all our neighbors spray and he went into terrible liver failure and we pulled him back the first time and then we didn't even have him for 2 years because his liver was just blown from not being able to process all the chemicals that our wonderful neighbors were spraying on their who cares lawn.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Who cares, right?
You know, a friend of mine did, this is a topic for another show, really, but the short version is she lived in a gated community in which they required a certain kind of grass be planted, and the only way to maintain that grass in that very warm state where she lived was to put chemicals all over it. And she said, you know what? Hell no, I'm not doing this. I have children. Mm-hmm. I grow food in my backyard. I am not putting this chemical stuff in there. And she ended up taking this beyond the HOA. She took it really, really far and went to, she was involved in all kind of civic meetings. And
God,
I think
God bless her.
It's very important. Huge.
She won. She won. And she now has an edible landscape front yard that is chemical free because she just said,
phenomenal.
This is enough. I have a dog that runs around this yard. I'm not putting chemicals on it. Enough. Also, it requires so much water, and you know her state is having aquifer problems anyway. So I'm absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We gotta let lawn go.
That's right.
We gotta let lawn go.
The edible landscape, I think, is a place where we should put a lot of focus.
It's wonderful.
But speaking of edible stuff, you mentioned earlier you're working on this cleanse. What are you doing?
Oh, cleanse, Claire's the cleanse meister. Do you want to jump in, Clara?
Well, I think we this summer specifically we're doing a candida cleanse because, you know, it's really rampant across society now because there have been antibiotics in the food process. And if you don't know what candida is, it's a yeast imbalance in your body. We all have a certain amount of it, but it can get out of whack. And it can get out of whack from stress levels. It can get out of whack from taking antibiotics or from experiencing them through the food chain and a whole range of other issues.
It's in Lake Michigan. Remember that study about the testing of the water and how many like antibiotics and just stuff.
Oh, yeah. Frightening. Yes.
So we're getting it at us. So we just got to a place where we have to also practice what we preach, you know, and we really found that we were facing a number of, and we've blogged all about it. Mary's put some great pieces out there.
Candida summer boot camp.
We call it our
join in on the fun.
Candida boot camp. And so we just did some homework. There's a wonderful naturopath who's got a great book out there about the candida cure, who makes it very practical and doable. So we just kind of did the prep work. I knew I had to take my sisters kicking and screaming along on this journey.
no wine, no coffee, no
lots of whining,
chocolate,
but
no dairy.
No wine, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free.
Okay.
But and some great supplements and things. So I'd say we're all definitely feeling it. We're 10 weeks into our 12-week journey, and I think it'll continue beyond that, but this is the intense period. But really to fight back from autoimmune diagnosis and other diseases that we're looking at what's the foundation of the problem. Like you said, what's the problem? We can sit there and lament it, or we always say we really hate it when people fall in love with the diagnosis, that you can be given these big scary names and told how pharmaceuticals are going to be your only outlet to solve it. I'm going to do what my doctor says. And in our family, we have a saying that diagnosis is only a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you got to think about what are you going to do, and you know, how you can expand your healing team and look at all different ways of healing, and have doctors who respect each other and respect each other's knowledge come together and say, how are we as a patient in charge of actually getting healed and mm-hmm. not just living with a disease name, you know, stamped on our forehead.
And taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, so really making food medicine is a big part of it.
So it's just been, we've been, you know, so I, like I said, I knew I had to take my sisters along on this journey.
Cause I did it already. I did it 25 years ago with the heavy duty drugs, with the nystatin and the Flucan. And I never understood that it's an ongoing, lifelong balancing act. Mm-hmm. And you can't just say, I did it 25 years ago. No. And see, we had to get really involved in it because Candida loves armpits. That's and so right. We've got all these customers sending us photographs of their armpits. And so, you know, so we see on a daily basis how rampant the Candida is, the red, the itching, the bumps, the stink. Candida stinks, right? Well, it's a rigorous program to get it back in balance, but boy, is it worth it. Cause if you don't, then you're really setting yourself up for MS. You are setting yourself. Oh yeah.
The MS, lupus.
Yes. RA, all the big autoimmune things. We believe there are people who don't believe in this, but we're blessed that we have, you know, our physician's a real smarty pants, and he luckily understands the connection between yeast imbalance and parasites and the importance to cleanse. And we're big cleansers. We'll always do like a 3-week cleanse. We do Chinese cleanses. We do naturopathic cleanses, but this was a biggie. Mm-hmm. This is okay. A biggie. I prefer to complain about it, but I can't. No, because Amy Claire is an insanely good cook, and she very wisely transitioned us, and she began to prepare anti-inflammatory meals, and she would serve them, but she wouldn't call them that, and she would just serve it, because I'd be like, oh, fish, ugh. And she'd prepare these beautiful meals, and so she got us, all of a sudden, she's like, you maybe don't realize it, but we have actually begun the cleanse.
Oh, tricked okay. you.
They're beautiful. She's good.
So we started like nobody else, I don't want to set people up feeling like it's some insurmountable task, mm-hmm. but I did kind of, so we started the anti-inflammatory thing going back last fall, and so that we wouldn't be like day one, hi, we have to eat this new way, mm-hmm. and I've never tried any of these recipes before, and what if they're a failure, and then it's your first week, and you're just jonesing for a candy bar or an ice cream cone. I wanted us to know that we had some good go-to recipes. I'm like, okay, if I put that on the table, they're going to be happy. And that's I don't right. want it to be like, because we, you know, I had some bloopers on the way to figuring it all out.
This morning's breakfast, I have to say, was disgusting.
Yeah. So we will not be using that particular gluten-free recipe.
What did you have this morning for breakfast?
They were almond flour pancakes, but they were just like
flat.
But the thing is, Claire had already served them 2 or 3 times, and she goes, but I served him the first time and you seemed to like him. And then I served him again. I was like, okay, no more politeness. I hated him the first time. I hated him the second time. And today it's intolerable. Please don't make them again.
Yeah, we were kind of getting there.
But Amy,
there.
It has gotten to the point now. I'm not kidding you. We're getting letters from people asking if they could come to live Chicago.
With us. Yeah.
And they're dead serious. And live with us. Because there are so many people out there struggling with Candida and struggling with how do you put this whole thing together. And asking, quite insistent. Can I please come and I'll work free of charge in your business or whatever if I can just come and be around you.
Be mentored by you. Mm-hmm.
But I would say...
I think we need a reality show that's all about Canada. Amy, did you know?
Oh, the three of you just need a reality show,
Amy,
period.
Did you hear that it happened?
What?
Well, no. Well, here's
you had a reality show?
Okay, we go, we go on the Amy Guth show. And then I go home and
it changes everything.
Yeah, change everything. So we're sitting around, we're in our corporate conference table. Okay, we're in the dining room. And so I was reading the girls the blog I wrote about being on the show just to make sure like everything, the grammar correct, does everyone like how we're covering it and stuff. And the phone lights up, it's kind of late in the day, and it says Hollywood, California. And we've got a good buddy out there, but I'm like, no, it's not her phone number. And so we're kind of letting it ring. And I said, you know what, new family rule. With the phone lights up and it says Hollywood, let's just always pick it up.
That's a good rule for life.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So we pick it up. I think it was Annie who got it. And it's these executive producers, big hitter executive producers in Hollywood. And they were responding to an RFP from TLC and Lifetime, right? Who wants, they want to do a, now here we go, Amy. Let's just say one day you might be on our show. They, Katie, you can be on it too. They want a reality show about sisters in business together in the Midwest.
Okay, done. It's done. It's done. It's yours.
Well, I know. I don't know. They did our sizzle reel already.
We did our Skype audition.
Is that hysterical? We kept saying, you don't understand how boring we are, people. You don't understand.
We'll be on it. Okay. We'll be great. Kate, okay. We'll be on this show. We'll be good. We'll be fine. All right. We got to take a break. Okay. We got to do some stuff. Take care of some business. WGN. This is Red Eye Remix. I'm Amy Guth. We're taking your calls tonight, 312-981-7200. And of course, we are watching hashtag Red Eye Remix. So feel free to tweet something, whatever's on your mind, and we'll be sure and see that. I'm joined in studio tonight by the wonderful Duggan Sisters. They make a line of products because they got good and fed up about all the chemicals in our environments and in our homes and in our skincare. And they said, you know what? Heck with it. We're going to do something about this. And so they did. They make a natural deodorant, and they make a bug repellent that we've been talking about that is very natural. So natural. I love the story that physicians are taking it into malaria zones in other countries.
So
I think
it's so effective.
That's a pretty good endorsement right there. Mm-hmm. But there's another product that you make that's more of a, once you've been out in the world, once you've been soaking and stuff.
You
know, tell us about
happens,
that.
It happens. You forget to put on your bug repellent, or you think you're just going to zip out for a minute and you get bitten alive, or it happens to kids. They go out and they play and they don't have bug repellent on. We make a product called a Smart Soak, and we didn't develop it for that reason. It's a lymphatic stimulating bath. It's got five different heavy hitters from the mineral kingdom in it, and they're just wonderful. And it retails at $12 a bag, because you put the entire bag in your tub and have a good long soak.
So it's made to be like cleansing.
It's made to raise your serotonin levels and to heal your joints and to raise your magnesium levels. Our entire nation is magnesium deficient.
Why is that?
Because it's not in our soil, and because it's not in our soil, it's not in our food, and so we're not eating enough magnesium. Mm-hmm. So those of us who do nutritional supplementation, the Duggan Sisters do, we take magnesium, but soaking in it is wonderful. A lot of people, you know, like to take a bath in Epsom salts, and they don't understand that if their water's not dechlorinated, you're in an intake mode, and you're going to pull in a lot of chlorine, which is destructive. Oh. Our Smart Soak is naturally dechlorinated. What we're extremely proud of is parents of children with autism turned on to Smart Soaks, and they buy them 12 at a time, which I'm very impressed by, because it's a $12 tubby. Because kids with anywhere on the spectrum, they tend to have anxiety disorders as well. And so we make them in three flavors. So we've got the lavender one for relaxation. We've got a eucalyptus one that's real big in the winter for cold and flu season. And then we've got a grapefruit one, which is, you know, weight loss, energy, but also very good when you're cleansing. But when you get badly bitten, make sure you go in then and take a bath in a Smart Soak, and you get out of it, they're gone. You don't have any of the welts or the itching. They're gone. They're gone. Also, our little stink stick, our little deodorant booster for big stinkers. Mm-hmm. It's compressed deodorant oil. Always have it with you in your picnic basket, like a little first aid thing. Because if a kid gets a bite, hit it with a stink stick. Put a little stink stick oil on, and it'll pull the sting right out of it.
Either one, the lavender or the cedar wood?
Either one.
Yeah. Lovely. I say either.
No, it's very sophisticated.
No, but it's really neat, that thing you're talking about with the moms, to, you know, the parents of the kids who are on the autism spectrum. We had a really beautiful testimonial from a wonderful follower and fan who out in Arizona, but stays in touch with us on Facebook, who sent us the most beautiful picture this week of her little boy was going in. He's adopted. He's here from China and is going through his fourth surgery to heal his cleft palate. And so it's, you know, it's a planned surgery.
And he's autistic.
So it's going, you know, it's a nervous night. It's like, it's a planned surgery, but, you know, pretty high tension the night before. And Supermom just says to him, you know, okay, kiddo, whatever's going to make you feel good and brave and strong tonight, you know, whatever you say goes tomorrow morning, you have to go to the hospital. And he disappeared. And he ran away and he came running back holding a smart soak and gave it to her and said, Mom, this is what I want to do tonight to feel brave and strong.
And she took a picture and sent it to us.
She says, I'm convinced he's your number one fan.
Oh, that's sweet. He's still my beating heart.
Super fan.
So, and he came through surgery great. And so shout out to
But she was at her wit's end with anxiety disorders with her little boy.
That's right.
And she reached out to me and I was like, get him in a smart soak every night that you can.
That's a great story.
And she's like, I couldn't believe the difference. Yeah. They're really beautifully composed. You know, I mean, I've got the brain injury. It's been, what, guys, 13 years or so. And a big part of, you know, I fell down two flights of stairs, across a landing and through a wall, and I had a major TBI. And a big part of my recovery was I really experimented with bathing and what could I accomplish neurologically by soaking in healing elements. And what I think distinguishes our bath line from other people's is that it has juniper in it. And juniper is a very, very important healing oil that you do not see in American-made products. So that's the backstory on them as I developed the smart soaks for myself. And then I realized, like, oh, one of my nephews would drop by and he'd be like, you know, Aunt Mary, would you run me one of your baths? I'd be like, you're kidding. Goes, oh, no, I love your baths.
I love how people are jonesing for your baths.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And well, we have the world's crappiest tub.
Yeah.
We do.
Really. Horrible tubby.
It happens. You can read all of these stories and plenty more. There's so many heartwarming and wonderful stories on your website, DuganSisters.com. And you can also read about them, their products, all their wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
I super
Amy.
Appreciate it.
And Katie.
All your matching outfits. You're so adorable. Big fans of yours. We just love you.
Thank you.
Come back again anytime.
We'd love to.
But of course, you're about to have some kind of big reality show. So whatever.
Oh! So come and be on our show.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be on your show. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, we can do that.
When pigs fly. Well,
we'll see. From your lips to God's ears, Amy.
Famous last words. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We got to take
a wonderful summer, everybody. Stay outdoors.
Stay outdoors with bug repellent on you, but the safe kind. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, more fun. 720 WGN.